today is the 25th day of Nisan, and it's also the 10th day of the Svirim. The Tanya for today is in Perek Mem Beis, on page 118, or the number at the bottom of the page, 220. We're about six lines from the top. The Alter Rebbe had said that there are two ways in which a Jew can reach to the das and knowledge in God. One is through the fact that there's an element of Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the embodiment of God's das, of das of Atzilus, and an element of his neshama is available, is within the neshama of every Jew. And the second is that in every generation there are the people, the tzaddikim of the generation, who embody this element of Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama even in their physical existence. But of the two, the primary thing is that the Jew has to work hard and attach his mind strongly and deeply to the greatness of God until it becomes real and personal to him, like a physical thing is real and personal. And through that, he becomes attached and connected to God. Now we'll continue six lines from the top. The line begins with the word Loshen. V'koyach zeh umidazu, this ability and this talent, l'kasher daite b'Hashem, to be able to attach one's mind to God, attachment meaning that godliness becomes real, this ability is yesh b'chol nefesh mibeis Yisrael. It exists within every Jewish soul, b'yinikosa, due to the fact that the neshama of every Jew draws its energy, min nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu olav hasholem, is fed from the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what makes it possible for every Jew to have this das, because it is given to the neshama from the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. The only thing is, me'ach hashen eslapsha hanefesh beguf, when the soul is clothed in a body, the soul of the Jew, then the body conceals the talents and the properties of the neshama, and tzricha liyegia rabba v'atzuma, kvulo mechupeles, you need an effort, a double effort, and a doubled effort to be able to bring out the talents and the properties of the neshama. What is this double effort? Achas hi, one effort is yigiyas basar, the struggle with the body, to struggle against the tendencies of the body, levatish es hagufu lahachniyei, to splinter the coarseness of the body, and to subdue the body. So that it doesn't darken the nefesh. It doesn't block out the light of the soul. As we said earlier, in the name of the Zohar, that a body that is coarse and does not allow the light of the neshama to enter and to reach the body, then they have to be splintered. How do you splinter it? Al yidei hirhurei tshuva, by thoughts of tshuva, me'emek halev, k'meshe kosuv sham, coming from the depths of the heart, as was explained at length earlier on in Tanya, how in order to break this hold that the klipa has, in which it blocks out the light of the godly soul, in order to get rid of that, you have to break the heart, become broken hearted through thoughts of tshuva from the depths of the heart, and that eliminates the obstruction and the resistance of the body. And that's one effort. V'hashenis, the second effort necessary to arrive at this das, hi yigiyas hanefesh, is a struggle with the soul. Sh'leitich bado leho ha'avedo, that this effort should not become onus. It should not become overwhelming. And the soul will reject it. The effort is liageya machshafto, to strain the mind, ha mikul hisbein and bigdulas Hashem, to think deeply and to think long on the greatness of God, shog deilodetzufa, an uninterrupted hour or an uninterrupted session, kishi yoshazu einishav b'chol nefesh, because the amount of time necessary for this contemplation is not the same in all people. And so an uninterrupted concentration on the greatness of God is a struggle that you have to fight with the tendency of the nefesh, where the nefesh itself becomes burdened by this concentration and wants to go on to something else. And it is not, the amount of time necessary is not the same in all people. Because yesh nefesh zacha betivo, there is a soul that is by its nature pure and sensitive. Shemiyad shemizbeinen es bigdulas Hashem, and therefore as soon as this person begins to contemplate God's greatness, yigiya eleha hayiro pachat Hashem, immediately he begins to feel a fear and an awe of God. K'meshikosa b'shulchan aruch erachayim siman aleph, as he writes in the Shulchan Aruch, that kishi yizbeinen ha'adam shahamelech ha'godu, melech malchi amlochem ha'kodesh baruch hu. When a person stops to think, this is what he says in Shulchan Aruch, that when a person will stop to think before the saying of the Shema, that the great king, the king of kings, the Eibishter, asher melei kol ha'aretz kveidei, whose kaved fills the entire world, is eimed olav v'reya b'masov, when he will consider the fact that God is standing over him and sees all that he does, miyad, immediately, instantaneously, yagia ol elav hayira, he will immediately feel a fear for God. So that is true. Obviously, from our own experience, we know that that's the case, and that is true only with a person whose nefesh is a very pure and sensitive one. Because a person whose nefesh is not pure and sensitive can think on this for a long time and not feel any fear. In fact, the Rebbe, Zal Gesundzein, points out that the Alter Rebbe writes in his Shulchan Aruch that if the person does this and he doesn't immediately feel a fear, then he should think more deeply, and he should also have thoughts of tshuva, because these are the things that prevent the feeling of fear. This is the insensitivity of the body that blocks out the influence of the neshama, and he has to think deeply on it. That's the interference of the nefesh itself, where the nefesh is getting tired from the concentration. And so, through this double effort, struggling with the body and struggling with the soul, a person can come to feel the fear of God as a result of his contemplation of God's greatness. That's if he has a very sensitive soul. Yesh nefesh ve'lobiti v'vetel daso. But then there is also a soul that is lowly by its nature, by its birth. And the reason that it is lowly is because it comes mimoker chutzva, the place of its origin is mimadregis tachteines diyutzviris da'asiyo, is the origin of this neshama is from the lower levels of the ten attributes of the lowest world of asiyo, v'leituchal limtze b'machshavto halikus, and he can't find godliness in his mind. In other words, he can't connect to godliness in his mind, that the godliness should be real and personal, ki im bekushi, other than with great effort, uvechazaka, and through trying intensely. And that's because of the nature of his neshama, that it happens to be a lower level neshama. But also, and more specifically, ubefrat, particularly if this neshama had blemished itself and made itself unholy through the sins of youth, because the sins create a barrier that separate the person from godliness, so that godliness doesn't easily become reality to him. So different people need different amounts or degrees of effort, but mikol mokeim, but in spite of these differences, it is true of every person that bekushi ubechazoko, that if he does try hard, shetischazik meid machshavtei beemetz v'yegia rabo, if he tries hard with it in his mind, with great diligence and great effort, ve'emet godol, and with great depth, to think deeply about the greatness of God, deeply meaning personally, applying it to oneself, then bevadai tagia elov, he will certainly reach al kolponim hayira tato, at least the lower level of fear, which was mentioned before. Ukam Beisha Amar Rizal, and as the sages have already told us, that Yogaiti Umatsosi Tamin, that when a person says, I've tried and I have found, this is to be believed. So as a result of effort, we are guaranteed that we will succeed. Ukidichsiv, and as it is written, Im Tivakshen o Kikesef, if you will seek it like silver. Ukimatmeinim Tachpishenno, and if you will search for it like a hidden treasure. Oz Tovin Yiras Hashem, then you will come to understand the fear of God. You will reach the level of Yiras Hashem. Pidish, and this means that Kederech Shemachapish Adam Matmin Ve'etzer HaTomin B'tachti Yisaretz, that just as a person may seek a hidden treasure that is buried in the depths of the earth, and how does he find it? Shecheifer Achrav B'yigiyatzumo, he digs for it with a great effort. Kach Tzorich Lachper B'yigiyatzumo, in the same way the person has to dig with a great effort, legalis eitzer shel yiras shamayim, in order to reveal this treasure of yiras shamayim, hatzofun umustar, which is hidden and concealed, bebinas halev shel kol adam yisrael, in the heart of every Jew. Shehi bechino madrege shel amayla me'azman, because this element within the neshama, this talent and property within the neshama, is higher and above time. And this is the native, instinctive fear that every Jew has, as mentioned before. It's just that in order to actualize this fear, that it should have an actual effect, a practical effect, in bringing about a fear of sin, so that the person is devoted to avoiding evil in actions and in speech and in thought. So in order to have that happen, you have to reveal it from this hidden understanding of the heart, which is above time, to bring it into a tangible thought in the mind, to dwell on it in his mind, a lengthy amount of time, until the power and the effect of this fear will be actualized, will go from potential to the actual, which means simply, the actual result, the actual benefit of this fear is when it affects the person in such a way that he refuses to sin, and he does tov, he does good, he does mitzvahs in thought and in speech and in action, because of the presence of God who sees him and observes him and listens and pays attention and understands all that he does. And looks even more deeply into the inner motivations of the heart. And as the Gemara puts all of this, consider three things, and then you will not sin. And what are those three things? Ayin Reya, that there's an eye that sees, Ve'ezen Shemas, and an ear that hears, etc. And that will prevent you from sinning. So we see from the Mishnah that the awareness of God's presence, the awareness of the fact that God sees what you do and hears what you do, understands the inner motivations as well, this brings about a fear of God, although it's a lower level fear, but it brings the rejection of evil and the devotion to doing mitzvahs. In the Hayyim Yom of today, the 25th of Nisan, the 10th day of the Emet, the Rebbe writes as follows. Aveda and service of God is a relative thing, and it differs from person to person depending on the essence and the qualities of the person. For example, a person who has the talent to do delicate work like stringing pearls or polishing precious stones, and instead he turns around and he does menial work, like he bakes bread, and all of this is understood in as an analogy to the service of God, even though baking bread is a necessary work, a necessary labor, and a positive thing to do, yet this would be considered a chet. It would be considered a sin for the person who is capable of doing more delicate work. So each person has to rise to the level of aveda that his neshama and that his talents equip him to do. And anything less than that is called chet, is called a sin, because something is lacking, even though what he's doing instead is also fine and positive and even necessary.